Somebody's talking, talking. कामस्वनेन्द्रिय प्रीति लाभ जीवित जावता जीव सतत जिज्ञासा न अर्थ जस्ते कर्म भी दिस वर्स वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग फॉर द लास्ट टू डेज इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट स्पेशली फॉर द मॉडर्न civilized man, that there are simply sense gratification, inventing so many things simply for sense gratification. So, Sudha Goswami said that sense gratification is required, but not simply we shall devote our life for sense. There is another business. Kamasya na indriyapi, lusty sense gratification, not for, there is demand. The sense demands some satisfaction, but not for the sake of sense gratification. Just like sex life. Sex life, there is demand. But that should be utilized for begetting nice children, not for sense gratification. Dharma viruddha kama ascha aham asmi. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Sense gratification, which is not against the religious principle, that is I am. Sense gratification is there is also, just like the Radha Krishna. That is Chinmay, Chinmithun. Mithun means dual couple, the spiritual couple. Similarly, here also the same spiritual identities are there, but because it is covered by this material body, it is perverted. So, just like when you are diseased, we cannot enjoy life. That is forbidden. If one is suffering from tuberculosis and if he wants to enjoy sex life, that means he is bringing death. Similarly, in this material condition of life, if we want to aggravate our sense gratification process, then we invite very quickly death. Death means spiritual death, to become more and more entangled in material things. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Sutta Goswami says, that this life, human life, or the followers of the Vedic civilization, they are not meant for kamasya na indriyapriti, kama. That should be utilized for better purpose, not for sense gratification. The real business is jivasya tattva jigyasa. Life should be engaged simply for tattva jigyasa, to understand the absolute truth. The whole Vedic literature, Vedic knowledge is meant for understanding the absolute truth. Krishna said, Vedaśca sarvai ahameva vedam. The purpose of studying Veda means to understand Krishna. And Vedanta Veda, because people are very much proud, especially Mayavadi philosophers, that very much proud of becoming Vedanti. So, the Vaishnava philosophers stop there. Everyone is Vedanti. Sri Ramanujacharya, he is also Vedanti. Madhvacharya, he is also Vedanti. Nimbarka, he is also Vedanti. Without understanding Vedanta, where is the question of spiritual advancement? So, Vedanta does not mean it is the monopoly of a certain class of philosophers. No. Actual Vedanta, this Vedanta Bhashya, understanding of Vedanta is the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhashyam Brahma Sutrana. And this Bhashya, this commentary, is given by the author himself. The purpose of Vedanta is known to the author. Therefore, if he personally gives the commentary, that is very perfect. Krishna also said, Vedanta vid, Vedanta krit chaham. I am the compiler of Vedanta and I am the knower of Vedanta. Vyasa is incarnation of Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, I am the actual knower of Vedanta. So whatever is said by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, that is not against Vedanta Sutra or what is spoken in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is actually following the Vedanta Sutra. Now here as it is said that Jivasya Tattva Jignasa. And then Vedanta Sutra begins with this word. Athato Brahma Jignasa. So Nartha, Jastiha Karma Bhi. Generally people are very much attached to Karma Kanda, offering, performing great sacrifices. It has become now a fashion to call Gita Yajna, this Yajna, that Yajna. But actually, real purpose is Tattva Jignasa, the Nartha Jastya Karma Bhi, the performance of Yajna is a karma, prescribed duty. Yajna dana tapakriya, yajna performing yajna. But in this age, no other yajnas can be performed perfectly. It is not possible. First deficiency is, there is no jagrik brahman. Formerly, the Brahmins were so expert that by mantra they will ignite fire and they will test putting one animal in the fire, they will take and make it again alive. That is the test of the mantra. By mantra, a manual animal put into the fire comes out again with rejuvenated life. People think that Gomez Yajna or Samed Yajna were meant for killing the animal. No. It was tasting the mantra of the Vedas, whether actually being pronounced. That was the test. Just like in biological laboratory, the medical practice and the test with animals to observe the physiological and anatomical conditions. Similarly, but they cannot give life. They simply kill. But here, in the Vedic Yajnas, the animal was put in the fire and it was again taken alive. Because such jagrit Brahman is not there in this Kali Yuga, therefore all the Yajnas are forbidden. Asamidham gavalambham. Asamidham palapaitrikam, devanesu tat sannyasam palapaitrikam. Even sannyas is also forbidden in this age. Karma sannyas, that is called karma sannyas. The Vedic principle of sannyas is to give up this karma with this yoga, and take sannyas. But Vaishnava sannyas is Sri Dandi sannyas. That means the living entity is offering his body, mind and words for the service of the Lord. So Tridanda sannyas can be accepted in this age, not otherwise. There are so many. So Bhagavad says, na artha jastiha karma bhi. This is not the purpose. Real purpose is to perform yoga means to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God and Vishnu. But this process of yoga is not possible in this age. Therefore, Shastra gives injunction. Kalo nasteva 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 gatirnatha. Hare nama hare nama hare nama iva kevalam. Saṅkīrtanai prāhi jagyai jajanti hi sumedhasa. These are the injunctions. Krishna varnam tisha krishnam saṅgapāṅgāstapā pārsadam jagyai saṅkīrtanai prāhi jajanti hi sumedhasa. Sumedhasa. Those who are possessing nice brain, not dull. And because the yoga was performed in the Vedic yoga, so we have to perform yoga again in the same style. That is not possible. You cannot get even the ghee and so many things. That is not possible. Therefore, Shastra says, yogai saṅkīrtanai prāya jajanti sumedhas. Those who are intelligent persons, they perform the saṅkīrtan yoga, as it is being done here. No other yoga is possible to be done in this age. But this can be done. And anyone can take part in it. You are seeing practically, in the small children, they are also taking part. This is your yoga. And tattva jignasa. This saṅkīrtan yoga and tattva jignasa means hear something from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. That makes your life perfect. Jīvasya tattva jīgāsā. Na jascheha karma bhi. No other karma can't you be chant. Simply this yoga should be performed. Now, unless we take to tattva jīgāsā, we cannot get out of this material classes. Inquisitiveness, what is absolute truth? Now Srimad Bhagavat directly gives you information. What is tattva-vastu? What is that absolute truth? That absolute truth is described here. Vadanti tat tattva-vidā sattam. Tattva-vidā. Tattva-vidā means one who knows the absolute truth. You cannot understand what is absolute truth who is not tattva-vid. Tattva-vid means one who knows the Supreme Personality, he is actually. Vedaśya sarve aham eva vedya. So, by studying Vedas, if one comes to the point of understanding Krishna, then he is tattva-vid. Otherwise, partially, that is explained here. Vadanti tat tattva-vidah satyam yad jnanam advayam. Tattva-jnan, there is no difference, tattva-jnan. But there are different angles of vision. Angles of vision. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti sabda. But different capacity. These I have explained many times. Just like from darkness you come to the light. Tamasi ma jyotir gamam. come to the light. So the example is just like you are in a dark room and your friend or you want to come to the light, you come to the sunlight. So this tattva-gyan, light, is also the sun sign, has connection with the sun. And paramatma, brahmeti paramatmeti, and bhagavaneti. So tattva-gyan, those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by mental speculation or mental exercises, there are many parties, they are called theosophists and so many others. They are trying to understand. So those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by their own knowledge, not from the knowledge of the Supreme, our process is avarohapantha, descending process. And the Mayavadi philosopher's policy or system is ascending policy. I want to understand the absolute truth by exercising my mental power. That is called ascending process or inductive process. But our process is deductive process. Krishna says, matta parataram nanya kinchida sidhananjaya. We take it. We immediately take it that Krishna is the Supreme Personality. We are not going to search out who is the Supreme. Because we are hearing from the Supreme, Krishna, then our business is finished. Here is the Supreme. So this is very natural. You are searching after the Supreme. This is one process, by your own link of knowledge. And another person is getting the knowledge directly from the Supreme, who is perfect. This is perfect process. Evaṁ parampara prāptam evaṁ rājasayavī, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. The perfect knowledge received from Krishna. From Krishna, the knowledge was received by Brahma. From Brahma, the knowledge was received by Narada. From Narada, the knowledge was received by Vyasadeva. From Vyasadeva, the knowledge was received by Madhavani. In this way, parampara, sutra, the same knowledge was received by Madhavendra Puri. From Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri received the knowledge. From Ishwar Puri, Lord Chaitanya received the knowledge. From Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis. In this way, there is a parampara system handing down the knowledge from disciple. From disciple to disciple, evam parampara. That is perfect knowledge. So, those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by exercising their limited knowledge. After all, we are living entities. Our knowledge is always imperfect. That we do not admit. But actually it is so. Because our senses are imperfect. I am very much proud of my eyes, but I cannot see as soon as the electricity, light is not existing. I cannot see. Then what is the importance of my eyes? My eyes can see under certain conditions. When there is sunlight, then I can see. At night I cannot see. Then what is the value of this eye? The people say that I cannot see. Then what is the value of your eyes? Because you do not see, the fact cannot be zero. Therefore, it is called Srota Parampara, Srotriyam Brahmanishtha. We have to receive the absolute knowledge by this Srota Parampara, Srotriyam Brahmanishtha. Just like Krishna says, Sakalena Yoga Nashta Parantapa, because that process of hearing from the right person is now broken. Therefore, I am speaking the same truth, Bhagavad Gita, again unto you. Because you are my very dear friend and devotee. So, our process is that. We understand, we try to understand the absolute truth from the dear friend and devotee of Krishna. You can say Krishna is not directly present. How your knowledge can be perfect? My knowledge is not perfect. But because I hear from the dear friend and devotee of Krishna, therefore whatever I speak, that is perfect. I am not manufactured. I may be imperfect. I am imperfect. Actually, I am imperfect. But I am carrying the message, Krishna. Krishna says, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says that you surrender unto me. We say, surrender unto Krishna. So therefore, because there is no difference between Krishna's statement and my statement, therefore our knowledge is perfect. Personally, I may not be perfect, but because we are carrying the message of Krishna and presenting as it is, that would be perfect. This is our process. That is the recognized process, Vedic process, Srota Parampara. So those who are anxious to understand the absolute truth by dint of imperfect knowledge, this is right conclusion. If your senses are imperfect, whatever your knowledge may be, that is imperfect. Because you are gathering knowledge by imperfect senses. You know the story of studying, blind man studying an elephant. So blind man is going, somebody is catching the leg. So they go, elephant is just like a wheeler, a column. And somebody is studying the tail, somebody is studying the trunk. So different knowledge, because they have no eyes. And one who sees the elephant as it is, he can understand that elephant is neither a column, nor a trunk, nor this, he is a complete body. Similarly, those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by dint of blind knowledge, they come to the understanding of impersonal Brahma, Brahma iti. That is also true, just like you touch the elephant, a blind man touching the elephant, but because he hasn't got eyes, he is concluding that elephant is like just like a column. But he has touched. Similarly, either the impersonalist or the yogi or the bhakta, they have come to the absolute truth. That which is called Advaita Jnana. There is no difference between impersonal Brahma and localized Paramatma and the Supreme Personality of God. There is no difference. But still there is difference. This is called Achinta Bhidaveta. Inconceivable, one and simultaneously different. The same example can be given, that when the sunshine enters into your room, it means that sun has entered, but at the same time the sun is far, far away from you. Similarly, to understand Brahma means the absolute truth is Satchidananda, Vigraha, Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. If you simply try to understand impersonal Brahma, then you simply understand Sadamsa, the eternity, Paramatma, Chidamsa, and Anandamsa is Krishna, Anandamaya Vyasat. Krishna is the supreme bliss. He therefore see Krishna, always enjoy. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. That is Krishna. He is always in company with Radharani. and Kunja Bihari and enjoying her company in different kunjas. And Gopi Janavalla is very dear to the gopis. The gopis, Gopi Jana in Vrindavan. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivara Dhari. And because he loves the gopis and the inhabitants of Vrindavan so much, as soon as there is some danger, he is prepared. He lifted the Govardhan Hill for them. They did not know except Krishna. Indra, the demigod Indra, wanted to punish the residents of Vrindavan because on the word of Krishna they stopped Indra Yoga. So Indra became very angry. Who is this boy, coward boy? He has stopped my Yoga. So the demigods become very angry if the particular type of Yoga is not performed. But Krishna proved that your anger is not even comparable with the my little finger's end. That's all. So this was compromise. That was this is Indrajagga story, Govardhan Hill Puja. So Gopijana Vallava Girivaradhar and Jasodananda. When you address Krishna as the son of Jasoda, he becomes very, very glad. If you address Krishna, oh, Parabrahma Paramdhama, as Arjuna addressed, Parabrahma Paramdhama Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Sasatam Purusam Madhyam, they are all the Vedic hymns that praying for Krishna. But Krishna is very, very pleased. If you address Krishna as Jasodananda, Nandananda, Radhamadha, he is so pleased. Immediately respond. He likes it. Because the Supreme Personality is Godhead, is always worshipped by everyone as sublime. But nobody wants to chastise him. But he wants to be chastised also. And that power is given to Mother Jasoda. He wants. He is disgusted sometimes. Everyone prays me. Nobody comes to chastise me. You see? Here is another devotee. Yes, I am prepared to chastise you. Just like in Vaikuntha there is no fight. But Krishna wanted to fight. Therefore, some of his devotees, Jai Vijay, they came as Ravana. And he fought with Krishna, Ramchandra. Otherwise, who can fight with Ramchandra? He is also a devotee. But he is satisfied. Krishna wanted to fight. The devotee is prepared. Yes, I shall fight you. And he killed you. This is my pleasure. This is devotee. So, these are tattva-gyan, tattva-gyan, Krishna-gyan. These are two. People should devote to understand this tattva-gyan. But those who are not very advanced, they conclude the absolute truth is nirākār, impersonal Brahma. Or a little advanced than them, the yogis, they see Paramatma within all. They are also the same truth, Advaita. But if you want real bliss, if you want to talk with this absolute truth face to face and treat with him as friend, as son, as lover, that is Bhagavan. Not impersonal Brahma, neither Paramatma. That will not get. Therefore, it is said here, the absolute truth is one. Either you call him Nirakar Brahma or call you him localized Paramatma, he is in my heart. Everyone's heart, Ishara Sarva Bhutanam Nidhesha Arjuna Tishtati. But if you want to take advantage full association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Krishna. That is Krishna. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdati, Badanti, Tattattavidastattam, Jadgyanam, Hardayam. This is very important verse. So, Tattavasya is Advaya, non-dual. There is no difference. The same example. That there is the sun planet, there is sun god, whose bodily effulgence is the sunshine, and the sun glow, localized, and the sunshine. All these three taken together is one light. But the sun god is different from the sunshine. The sun globe is different from the sun god. Similarly, this Brahma Jyoti is nothing but Krishna's personal effulgence, jasya prabhav. Jasya prabhav. We can say, oh, Krishna is so powerful that his prabha is Brahma Jyoti. Then why not? If some creation of Krishna, this sunlight and moonlight, is so powerful that it expands all over the universe, then how much powerful is Krishna? Brahmanaham pratistha, that what Krishna said, I am the source of this Brahma Jyoti. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdate. Now, how to understand the absolute truth? The next verse says, Tachyatadhana munaya jnana vairagya yuktaya pashyanti atmani chatmanam bhaktya shruta grihitaya. These are very important words. The absolute truth can be understood, can be known by whom? Saddhadhana munaya. Saddhadhana. That's Saddhadhana. Those who are faithful. That is the beginning. If one is not faithful, if he does not believe in God, for him it is to be for God. He cannot understand what is absolute. Atheist who does not believe in God, who has no faith, he is not possible. Namang duskita nam mura prabhadante naradha. They are naradhamas. All is constantly engaged in sinful activities. They cannot understand. Saddhadhana, adho sadhya, those who have got faith. That is the beginning. Then, saddhadhana, simply having faith will not do. Then one must associate with sadhu. Saddhadhana munaya must be thoughtful. Philosopher, munaya. Saddhadhana munaya. Tatsat saddhadhana munaya jnana vairagya yuktaya. Simply mental speculator, philosopher will not do. He must have complete knowledge, and the effect of knowledge must be renounced without any attachment for material world. Jnana vairagya yukta. That's like in the beginning we discussed this Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam. Vairagyam and Jnanam. We must have complete knowledge of the absolute truth. At the same time, we must be detached from material sense gatherings. These two, Jnana Vairagya Yukta. We have got history in our country, great sages, Muni, Rishi, they used to live in the forest to culture knowledge and become detached from these material activities. Jnana Vairagya. And that is not possible. And in this age, from the very, very beginning of our life, we are brought up in big cities like Bombay, Calcutta, London, New York. Where is the question of going to the forest? Does it mean that if one cannot go to the forest for acquiring knowledge and detachment, then he has no chance? No. Kali Yuga, there is a special concession that is given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You haven't got to go to the forest or Himalaya for attaining jnana and vairagya. You can stay in your place. You can remain in Bombay, you can remain in London, you can remain in New York, big, big cities. And you can perform your prescribed duties. You can remain a businessman, you can remain an engineer or anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he says also from the Ved, sthane sthita sutigatam tanumang manovhi. Jnana priyasam madhupasa namanta eva sanmukhuritana bhavadiyo bhartam. This was spoken by Ramanandara and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted. Originally this verse was spoken by Lord Brahma. Ramanandara quoted from the words of Lord Brahma. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted, yes, this is the process. What is that process? Jnana priyasam upasana. You don't be endeavoring unnecessarily mental exercise to understand what is God, what is absolute. Don't bother about this. Then what to do? Namantaya. Just become submissive. Then, sanmukhuritam bhavadiyo. Just try to hear from a realized soul this process. Don't try to speculate yourself as great philosopher and waste your time and become puffed up that I am now realized I am God. These puffed up position must be given. It must be submissive. Krishna, therefore, wants this submissiveness. Sarvadharma alpritaja, mamekam saranam. Just like we speak something to our disobedient son. First of all, you submit, then I shall do whatever you are required. The same thing. We have to, our this material position is we are all puffed up, unnecessary. Although we are in the grip of material nature, we are very much puffed up. Vedidhisagunami. You are beaten. Every step, you are so beaten by the material nature. Still, I am thinking I am God. Every step, this position should be given up. And we have to become namantayeva, submissive. Then, becoming submissive, sanmukhultam bhavadiyabhartam. We have to hear about Krishna from the Krishna devotee, not from others, not from professional men, not from the impersonalist, even not from the yogis, but from the devotee. Sanamukhuritan bhavadiyo. Because they will misrepresent. A devotee will never misrepresent. A devotee will say exactly what Krishna says. He will not adulterate. That is not his business. Therefore, it is recommended that you should hear about the Supreme from the realized devotee. Sammukhuritam bhavadiyo bhartam thane sthita sutigatam tanumang manobhi. You remain in your position, remain in Calcutta, Bombay or any big city, because nowadays in this age is city life. No gentleman, no intelligent man lives in the village. So you remain there, but try to hear from the devotee about Krishna. Then it is said that prayana ajitopi, Krishna is ajita. Nobody can conquer him. But such devotee who submits himself to hear from the realized soul, Krishna becomes conquered by him. Vedesu durlabha durlabha.
Therefore it is said, tasaddhanamunaya jnanavairagyuktaya pasanti atmani cha atmanam. Atmani, within his heart, he can see the Supreme Soul, Krishna, atmanam, bhaktya. There is the real process. Bhaktya, by means of devotional service, not by speculation or mystic power. That is not possible. Therefore, a special word is used here, bhaktya. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, not by yoga system, not by jnana system, not by karma system, but bhaktya mama vijanati javana dasthami tattva. This tattva means the tattva. Bhaktya, and what kind of bhakti? Not that simply I sit down and cry little, I practice how to cry, sentiment. No, sutakvihitaya. Understanding about the absolute truth from the Vedic knowledge. That bhakti. That is real bhakti. Sentiment is not bhakti. I stand and I little practice how to cry. Oh, this man cries always. No. Of course, crying is there. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to cry. But that stage is very, very high. It is not possible. You are crying, but next moment you are engaged in ordinary things. That crying is artificial. One who can cry for Krishna, he becomes mad. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Govinda Birahinam. Sunnayitanga Jagat Sarvam Govinda Birahinam. He says, blind, everything is now over. There is, I cannot see Krishna. So that crying is different crying. Not that in the meeting I cry and I next moment I am now glad, I want this, I want that one. So that not that cry. Chakusha pravishaitam. Sunnayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahena chaitanya chakshusha pravishayitam. Just like torrents of rain falls from the sky. So, govinda virahena, on account of separation from govinda, chakshusha pravishayitam. Sunnayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahena. So, therefore, here it is particularly said, bhaktya. Bhaktya means you have to execute the devotional service under the direction of a proper spiritual master. Bhakta sruta grihitaya, and you have to hear about Krishna. Two things must go on. Just like here, you'll find this archavigraha, worshipping the deity is going on. But if simply this thing go on, it will be happening because none of us are expert. And there must be sruta grihitaya. We must hear about Krishna also. Two things must go on parallel line. If simply speculation goes on, that will not help us, and simply ringing the bell goes on, and then that will not go. That will not. There are temples, many hundreds or thousands, nobody goes. Because there is no sruti. Sutagrihitaya. Then people say, what is that? They're simply ringing the bell, that's all. So two things must go. Bhaktya, sutagrihitaya. There must be devotional service, discharge of devotional service as they are prescribed in the Shastra, as they are guided or ordered by the spiritual master, that will go on. At the same time, we have to hear Namantaiva. Shruti Bhagavanobhi. In this way, if we live our life, Athata Brahma Jigyasa, Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa, if you try to understand the absolute truth, this is the process. If we follow, then our life becomes successful. Thank you.